The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 24th of April. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host...
Bert on a bike.
It's the lovely Miss on a bike.
Miss on a bike, yes. Hello.
I wish you were on a bike on Sunday, I bet.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to get out of me today. I can hardly speak.
I know. Well, Bird did the marathon on Sunday.
Yes.
And it was a bit brutal, wasn't it?
That's the only word I can give it, is brutal. I've done challenges, I've done Ironman, I've done everything. I've pushed my body beyond and above, but it was brutal.
Yeah.
I was saying to you, I've never seen so many people collapse. It's just, there's not many words I can give it, and it's very rare and flabbergasted.
Yeah.
But yeah, done.
I mean, you finished, and for anybody normal, you would have finished in a reasonable time as well. But for you, it was a bit slow.
Well, it wasn't my normal range of movement, no. But that's okay. I don't know. I think it's always really interesting talking about times to people.
Yeah.
And the funniest one is when you do Ironman, because people go, well, first thing, my mother is a classic. She went to me, did you do it all in one day? I'm like, yes, love. Or do you do it over a weekend? No. And then people go, oh, what's your time? Yeah. And they've got no concept of actually what that is, but we just get conditioned to ask that.
Yeah, we just ask the question, yeah.
And do you know what I feel? I feel this time, I'm not really talking about it because the awful tragedies that have come from it,
yeah.
I really think for me, it doesn't fit that thing. So just to be around people that were there, it was brutal.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Okay. Well done anyway.
Thank you, love.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And also I want to say a huge well done to Sasha McDonald as well.
Yeah.
Who it was her very first marathon and she finished.
And they're never like that.
Yeah.
So she needs to know that. They're never like that, ever.
Yeah.
That was one of a kind.
Yeah.
It's never like that.
Yeah.
Cool. And everybody I know, my friend who's done the 100 marathon club, so she's done 100 marathons.
Mm.
She did 70 in 1 year.
Right.
And she was on her 138th. And she said that is probably the worst marathon she has ever done.
Really?
Yeah. So that just puts, if you did it, if you know of people who did it, then just give them a big hug because that was a toughie.
What was it that caused it? Was it just the weather?
It was the heat.
Yeah.
There was no getting away from it. You can imagine you're in London.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if it's 28 degrees, you can imagine it's going to be, tenfold again.
Yeah.
But I've got to say, the organisers for me were fantastic. There was water at every mile and sometimes even every half a mile.
Yeah.
And it was safe. There were so many collapses I've never seen before at that level. And I've done lots.
Funny enough, it's funny you should say that. A guy that I know, follow on Twitter, he's an experienced marathon runner and he said his time was rubbish this time.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said it was rubbish because he stopped every station and drank gallons of water because he was just so hot. Yeah.
And then your body reacts in a different way. So I'm sore now in certain areas that I never normally would be post-marathon. And I know you're laughing.
I'm not laughing.
I know you're laughing.
No, I'm not laughing. I'm not honest.
And especially when you walk down the corridor, like I've been riding a horse for about 10 days. I was like, what are you doing? But it's really interesting. And I just think, it's... We could just debate this. Was it a good time? Do you know what? If you got a medal at the end, even if you didn't, I know a couple of guys who collapsed at mile 7, mile 10,
right.
And they were just told, look, do not carry on.
Yeah.
This is... So what do you say to those people?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That was an extreme race on an extreme day with extreme weather.
Yeah.
So whoever you are, then that was brutal.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, good. Anyway, done.
But there's a greatness from it as well, There's a greatness from it.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening to us today. We've got an unusual lineup today because we've only got one studio guest, but we've made it special. So it's a pleasure to welcome Andrew. And Andrew has multiple hats as well. He's a local Seven Oaks councillor. He's the chief executive of the Stag Theatre. And we're also going to be talking to him about the up-and-coming Seven Oaks business show that's happening this week and a few other things. We may even touch on the number of trees in Seven Oaks because we were having a talk about this the other day, were we not?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to Andrew in the second part of the show. We're also going to be joined on the phone by Kim Arnold, who's a marketing and business coach, and we're looking forward to that. And we've got some pre-recorded interviews with all the winners, seven of them, from the Canterbury Business Awards. So packed line up today. However, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses out there in the southeast of England, and you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You could, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or by far and away the easiest way to get in touch with us and to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BBunker. And we've had quite a few tweets already, so do keep them coming. And we got some emails and things going on and stuff to read. So I think we'll kick off, Bird, with...
You're going to ask me to speak, aren't you, now?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
I'm not going to do this today.
I'm sorry.
I feel like, you know when you've got teeth coming out everywhere? Anyway.
Teeth?
Yeah, your teeth come out like that.
I don't remember. At my age, I don't remember teeth.
Get on with you. Yeah. Well, let's start off with Grow West Kent on the 26th of April at the Mercure Tunbridge Wells Hotel in Pembury, 8:30 till 2:50. We've got six world-class speakers. We've got two exciting panels. We've got three networking opportunities. We've got one conference, and there are over £100 worth of products from the speakers. That's www.growkent.co.uk. By the way, I get loads of people doing that now to me.
Have you?
Yeah. And I tell you what,
that works, isn't it?
I know, it's funny, isn't it? Yeah. It's gone a little bit viral when everybody speaks to me about it. But somebody said to me the other day, I'm surprised, I try and count actually when you get it wrong. Mm. I was like, how do we get it wrong?
Who gets it wrong?
Apparently you
what
and I
saying?
Get it wrong.
Oh, get out of it.
They're not one of our
listeners. We never make mistakes here at all, do
no.
we, ever?
No, it's just silly.
I'll tell you, anyway, the West Kent Conference, one of the keynote speakers, they got a number of keynote speakers. One of the keynote speakers is Jonathan Neame, who's the chief executive of Shepherd Neame, our local famous and one of the oldest brewers in the world, I think.
Yeah.
Interestingly, Jonathan has just been named as one of the 20 most powerful CEOs in the UK.
Has he?
Yeah. So that's going to be really interesting listening to Jonathan talk there.
I wonder what they classify that as. What would somebody be successful as? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Well, intro maybe you can tell us when we go to the event. So, do listen out for that. There are a few tickets left, but not many for attendees. So if you want to get along, you need to get in there quickly and book your ticket as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So do that. The other speakers that I can remember that are speaking are Barnaby Winter from the Brand Bucket, Kim Arnold, who we're going to be talking to later, Phil Eckersley, who's the regional agent for the Bank of England, and some other speakers. I can't remember them all off the top of my head, but a big lineup of speakers, and there's workshops, and there's a small exhibition, and there's loads of things happening, and there's some expert panels going on. So it's going to be a good event. So we look forward to seeing you there and hearing from Jonathan.
So, yes. Yeah.
Nice one. I should have something here. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to read a tweet. I've had a tweet from Rose Street Curiosities, and they say, "Hi, VanillaWeb. Can we have a Business Bunker shout out? Join Sheppy Winter's group at the cottage for a free writing workshop on the 15th and the 17th of May. Writing on the theme of women in World War One. And this is in aid of Sheppy Promenade 2018. And that's readings in a country church. And that's taking place on the 24th of July at St. Thomas's. So I think that's two different things there that they've tried to bung into one tweet. But the easiest thing is to follow them on the Twitter. Rose Cottage of C is the Twitter handle. Rose Street Curiosities, but their Twitter handle is Rose Cottage of the letter C. So do check that out. What you got?
Oh, my. Are you looking to boost... You've got this all for the next 2 hours. I'm really sorry. Are you looking to boost your growth in 2018? I would like to invite you to the Accelerate Your Growth Seminar in association with the FSB, that's the Federation of Small Businesses. The seminar will take place on the 26th of April at the Business Terrace, Maidstone, at 2 o'clock. Now, the seminar programme and secure your booking, go to eventbrite.co.uk and it's accelerate-your-growth-tickets and you'll find it there. And that's from the FSB, or you can go and see their latest works, which is a creativity with purpose, which is www. I didn't think you were going to get it then.
I was over there.
I didn't think you were listening.
I was just over there.
I thought, I'll do it. I'll be cheeky. AcaciaUK.net.
Fantastic. Hey, do you know what week it is this week? It's National Stationery Week.
I love stationery.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do.
For someone that moves a lot, Do you see what I did there?
Chair. Yeah, I do. That was very, very intelligent.
Yeah.
Well done.
It's National Stationery Week 2018 from the 23rd to the 29th of April. And we're running an exclusive Twitter competition. And who's we're? Well, I'll tell you, it's Noted in Style. The stationery company.
Oh, they gave us lovely stationery. I use mine.
I use my notebook too. For a chance to win 25 beautifully debossed or foil printed flexi tucks and notebooks, a choice of either sleek black or a mix of fun colours for your company this National Stationery Week 2018, follow these simple steps. Comment on one of our Twitter competition posts with your most hashtag creative use for a hashtag notebook that isn't writing or drawing. And photos aren't essential, but they are encouraged. And then secondly, retweet our post. It's that easy. Don't worry if you get stuck for inspiration. We'll be posting ideas of our own each day of National Stationery Week to help you get your creative juices flowing. So if you want to do this, all you got to do is comment on one of their tweets and retweet one of their competition tweets. And you need to know their Twitter handle.
Which is?
Noted in Style.
I love it. That's a great
idea. All one word, Noted in Style. Give them a follow. Retweet. Give your ideas of what you'll use their notebook for.
Okay, tell me, do you use a posh pen or do you use a cheap pen?
I have a very posh pen on my desk. I have the name's just gone straight out of my head.
Montblanc?
No, the other one. Anyway, yeah, I have a very
posh pen.
I have a very expensive.
Is it fountain or is it ball?
It's a fountain pen.
Blue or black?
It's currently got dark blue ink in it.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't use it very often. I don't actually write a huge amount anymore because I type most of the things I do.
Really?
Yeah. But I use that occasionally, especially if I'm writing something nice.
Love letters.
Yeah. No. Just something. I used to do a bit of calligraphy once upon a time. I do have a calligraphy pen as well, by the way, and
a set of
calligraphy nips. No. But most of the time I just lay my hands on a biro and scribble notes.
Yeah.
How about you?
I like...
Waterman pen I've got.
I like a cheap Bic, the four colours.
Cheap what?
Bic.
Oh, Bic.
And I do it on purpose because if somebody nicks it, it doesn't really matter.
Mm.
But there is a theory that if you have a really posh pen, nobody nicks it anyway. There you go.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
No.
But it's really important. Mm. I'm really difficult. I know that's hard to believe.
No. Really, Bert?
I am.
Really?
I only ever write in blue.
Do you?
Yeah, even when I sign my books
and
that.
Not even green?
I'll write in green, but if I'm writing or I'm signing books and that, then it'll always be in blue. Because when I was a nurse, you could only write in black, and I am massively a rebel. So now I always laugh.
So you never write in black.
So I never write in black. So if you've got anything in black of mine, you're lucky because I never write in it ever again. Anyway, we've got the community show. Did you know they got a new presenter?
I do. I met him the other day, Joseph.
Did you? Yeah. So we've got here, it says, hi, Vanilla Web, Bird and a Bike, Business Bunker. Can we give new co-host of the community show a special... oh, my God. Do you want to chuck me off now?
No, go on, Karen.
All right. A special shout out for Joseph Walterton.
Walterton, yeah.
There's a different...
You want to say Walterton, don't you? Yeah, but it's not.
Walterton.
Yeah.
Hello, Joseph. How are you? Welcome to the team. They are back live on air on Thursday at 10 o'clock for the community show. Get loads of listeners. I love listening to them.
Absolutely, yeah. Cool. I've had a tweet from the Heating Hub from lovely Joe Alsop. And it says, this is my first group selfie. We had a great meeting about our new venture, and it's tagged me, Denise Wilton and Jane Ollis in the tweet because we were there. And the Heating Hub national website, game changing, industry lifting, local business supporting. But we're telling you no more at this stage. Watch this space and follow the Heating Hub on the Twitter for the breaking news.
Nice, nice. Networkers networking. We're on a safari, it says. Book your place on the Networkers networking event and then book to join us for the bonus end of the day of networking activity, a private safari around Port Lim Zoo. It's awesome. Do you know what? I run through there.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We were there at the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
So after the Networkers event on the 17th of May, we'll talk about that later because we got an email about it. But after the event, you can then join... private safari, which is going to be good. You have to pre-book it. It's only 10 quid.
Mm-hmm.
So go into Butterflies and
can
Business.
Can we do the joke?
Go on.
Safari. It's a goodie.
Oh, dear. I see. That's a joke, is it?
I think so.
Okay.
I could carry on.
Well, thank you for that.
Pleasure.
Do you know?
What?
On that note, I'm going to play a track instead.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll ask you after then what's new.
Okay, you can do that.
All right.
Well, after the guest, because we're going to get a guest on the phone during the track. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Do you reckon?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. riftaccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. phoenixanalystslimited.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
The Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre, Detling, on Thursday, 31st of May. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for their events. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. We have a variety of talks from industry experts and a series of masterclasses including team building, well-being and much more. To find out more and to book your free place, visit www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on bizradio.co.uk, on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. I'm now joined on the phone by Kim Arnold. Kim is a UK-renowned business growth expert who grabs companies by the scruff of the neck and shakes some spectacular marketing and sales into them. Good afternoon, Kim.
Hello, Paul. Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Now, we want to find out a bit about you and a bit about the kind of things that you do. But I want to start off by saying that we can hear from you personally live later on this week at the West Kent show, can we not?
Yes, absolutely. On Thursday, I'm really looking forward to sharing some of my marketing tips and tricks about how to beat marketing overwhelm, a sort of familiar feeling that a lot of businesses are experiencing at the moment.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us about some of the things that you're going to be touching on Thursday. This marketing overwhelm is something that I'm very familiar with. So kind of give us an overview of your thoughts on it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, or sort of 20 years ago, when I first started out in marketing, you know, you didn't need to have much to market your business. You might need a brochure and an exhibition stand. And, you know, if you really wanted to shoot the lights out, you might have a stress ball, you know, with your with your logo on it, and you were made. And it's a completely different ball game at the moment. We're being told that we've got to do a blog and a vlog and email marketing and a newsletter and social media. Mm. And then there's, you know, SEO and PPC and CRM, all these acronyms that keep coming up. Mm. And they've been told that you've got to have a social strategy, a content strategy, and a digital strategy. And then as a business owner, you're not just allowed to be a business owner anymore. You have to be a thought leader or an influencer or a guru. So it's no wonder that a lot of businesses are feeling completely overwhelmed by their marketing and what they have to do. They're struggling to know where to start, what they shouldn't be doing.
Yep.
And really my ethos is about doing less and doing it better, so that every ounce of energy and time and money that you put into your marketing pays off a million times over.
Absolutely, yeah. You're absolutely right. And it's funny, isn't it? We've kind of gone from the sublime to the ridiculous, from very little to far too much.
Yes.
And this may make you smile. I came across somebody a while back who had read a book that said in order to get traction for your business, you had to be controversial. So they've been going around starting arguments with people. She's saying, really? No. No, it's not me, Bird. Sorry, I was being accused of being the one doing doing that. No.
I was going to ask.
I would never do that. I'd never do anything controversial. So what are some of the kind of things we're going to hear from you on Thursday, Kim?
How to avoid being what I call a marketing magpie.
Yeah.
So this is when you are focusing on one marketing activity and then you see the sort of bright, shiny new one and jump onto that and switch a lot from one thing to the next. And I see this a lot when I work with small and medium-sized businesses. This sort of marketing magpie syndrome is really common. So I'm going to talk about how you avoid that, how you stay more focused. I'm going to talk about why you need to think more about your clients and actually less about your own business. We need to change that weighting, and how to be more consistent with your marketing. There's a lot of what I call yo-yo marketing. You know, it's on or it's off, it's on, it's off.
Yep.
And this is a real problem, that there's not enough consistency. So I'm going to talk about how you can create more regular routines and stick at what you're doing to get much better results.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. It's interesting, actually. I know someone very well who I believe is just an absolutely brilliantly fantastic saleswoman. And when you see her doing what she does best, she almost never talks about her business, ever. She always talks to clients about what clients want, how clients feel, what their needs are, whether it's anything to do with what she's selling or not. And it just blows me away every time I see her do it. It's really clever. And, you know, it's a natural thing she does. It's not a worked-out thing, if you see what I mean.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, our customers are more interested in themselves than they are in us. And we often forget that. We're so eager to get out there and tell our customers what we're all about and what we've got to offer, that we don't spend enough time listening to them and understanding what their problems are and how we can help them. So that's incredibly important. One of the real fundamentals to getting your marketing right.
Absolutely. Look, we're really keen to meet you and to hear you in the flesh, as it were, on Thursday. So we're really looking forward to that. You're coming down to the hotel at Tunbridge Wells at Pembury.
Absolutely, yes.
At what time are you on, Kim?
I'm on just after lunch. I've got the first slot after lunch. So I'll be hopefully talking to an audience with nice full bellies.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been looking at your fabulous website. You've got some ebooks available. If you want to give us a shout about anything like that, feel free to do that.
Fantastic. Yes, I've got a free ebook on my website, kimarnold.co.uk. It's called 3 Menacing Marketing Myths. Are they sucking the life out of your business? So that's how to avoid some of the common pitfalls in marketing, which is very useful for any business, whether you're starting out, whether you're further down the line. And I'm also offering a couple of special offers for the West Kent attendees. So I've got a half price offer on my consultancy packages, and also 25% off my video tutorial, which is all about how to plan your marketing on a shoestring. Lots of businesses, I think, spend far too much money on their marketing, and I want to show them how they can do it just as effectively for less money. So all of that's on my website, and people can contact me directly through my website as well. I'd love to hear from your audience.
Fantastic. That link to your website is also on the radio website and will stay there forever, so people can go back and find it. But it is kimarnold.co.uk, and they can also follow you on the Twitter. I believe it's kimarnold5.
That's right, yes.
So do give Kim a follow on the Twitter, do check out our website and look at all those things, but more importantly, come along and hear her in the flesh, as it were, on Thursday at the West Kent show. Kim, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and we look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for having me, Paul.
All right, Kim. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
So, Kim Arnold there. KimArnold.co.uk. Business coach and marketing specialist. It's true. So much marketing overload. You know, we've gone from the sublime to the ridiculous.
It's really interesting. I watch a couple of the American guys, and they're all obviously going to be, they're all talking about vlogging. And we don't know where to start. And actually, you know, it's just repeating the same thing, but the consistency of everything is key to everything.
Yep.
Everything. You know, I can't say it enough. So if you're consistent with one thing and stay focused in that one area that you know, then you will be known for that area.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, so we're looking forward to hearing from Kim.
Yeah.
And hearing more about that. There's loads of things happening over the next few weeks. I've had a tweet from Kemp Vision Live, and they say, VanillaWeb, Kemp Vision Live is just 3 weeks away. Anyone looking to improve their business superpowers or find local provider suppliers should visit us on May the 16th at the Kent Event Centre. That's at the Agricultural County Showground up at Detlin. And ZC Social Media are hosting a clinic to solve any of your social media queries too.
I love this word clinic, or surgery is another on-trend name.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yeah.
Well, because you know they're going to go there and be diagnostic, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're looking at me like I'm...
No, no, no. I like a clinic myself. I enjoy a good clinic, me. No, I do. Anyway, that's Kent Vision Live in 3 weeks' time at the Kent Event Centre. Stop laughing at me.
I don't know if I'm laughing at you, laughing with you, or laughing at the words. I don't know what's going on. Go on.
What you got? Read me something.
I want to do this.
Go on, eh?
Am I allowed to do this, or am I too close to it?
No.
All right, so this is from Hat Trick Productions. Let's say this. I'm going to just say the letter, because I love this. Mm. I'm writing to you from Hat Trick Productions, an award-winning television production company, the makers of Dinner Date, Have I Got News For You, and Outnumbered. We're looking for families, get ready for this, you know what's going to happen, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
To take part in a heartwarming and thought-provoking series where you get to see how the other half live. In a documentary, you will swap homes, budgets and lifestyles for a week in real-life Airbnb arrangements. Right? No, wait.
You're going to do it, but let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm loving this. So the ambition of the programme is to look at how much money matters to happiness through the eyes of two families, each experiencing life at the other end of the wealth divide. So no matter how different their financial circumstances are, the two families in each programme have shared values and common ground that they discover across the week's swap. So this is a week.
Mm-hmm.
So could you imagine if you think you're well off and they think that you're poor and they say to you, you've got to swap it? I mean, it would be quite devastating, wouldn't it?
It will.
So we're eager to hear from families from all types of financial backgrounds. So please do not hesitate to get in touch with me if you're interested. That's not me. If you're interested in taking part. So here's the thing. If you have any questions, then call this number 07401-296-315 or email, get ready to write this down, Louise T, that's a capital T, at hattrick.com.
Fantastic.
What are you going to
do?
That?
Are you going to do it?
Do you know what? Stephen would go mental, wouldn't he? He'd be like, no. I'm Mrs. Yeah, let's do jazz hands. He'd be like, no. What do you think?
Oh, I wouldn't do it.
Would you not?
Nah.
Why?
I don't have the face for TV anyway. But no, I wouldn't want to do that. I've been poor. I don't want to go there again.
Could you imagine if they went? Yeah, but can you imagine if they thought you were poor?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's a bit of an insult, isn't it?
Oh, I probably am poor compared to somebody else. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It'd be intriguing to see what comes out.
Yeah.
I think we all know the answer, though, don't we?
Yeah. It's going to, we'll see.
Anyway, you want to say stuff, but you don't.
No. If you want to go in for it. Hat trick.
What, me? Anyone. See what I'm like. That's You'll be like, like this all the time?
I think you should, bud.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I just think you should.
It's entertaining, isn't it?
It's just entertaining. Make me laugh.
Yeah. Could you imagine it?
Go for it.
Up at 5 a.m.
Absolutely.
The other families would be like, what?
What? Yeah. Yeah. You're having a laugh. Yeah. My butler will do that.
Yes. I won't have to make my own smoothies or porridge or anything.
No, your butler will. Served on a little silver tray in bed. In bread as well, probably.
I wouldn't like it in bed. I wouldn't. That would be like, I'm not a crummy person.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, carry on. It's cool. Go.
Do you know what we're going to do now?
Let's do it.
We're going to hear from some of the lovely folks that won the Canterbury Business Awards. That's what we're going to do.
Before we go on to that, Stephen just messaged me that it's an absolute no. All right, love.
Oh, come on, Steve. Don't be a sport.
Anyway, carry on.
Yeah. We're going to hear from now the Canterbury Business Award winners. We had a little reception at Fruitworks.
Yeah,
it was really good. And the worshipful, the Lord Mayor of Canterbury came along. And
what made you do that?
We just wanted to get everybody together, and it was a good place to do it. So we had a little soiree there.
Nice.
Shall we hear?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. This is Paul Andrews reporting for the Business Bunker Show here at Fruitworks. We have a reception for the winners of the Canterbury Business Awards, and I'm going to walk around and chat to some of those people. So who have we got here?
Hi, my name's Paul Shellhess. I'm CEO for Sunstone IP Systems. We were winners of the Best Small Business Award and also the Innovation Award at the Canterbury Business Awards.
It's double winners.
We were indeed, yes.
Wow, we bow down to you. So what does Sunstone do?
So we manufacture renewable energy, security and telecoms products for export internationally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you tell me that in English?
Basically, rapid deployment, portable, solar-powered security system.
I got it. Okay, so you can access things like Wi-Fi and stuff like that, but it's all self-powered.
That's exactly right. So Basically, our systems, you can pretty much pick them up, drop them anywhere, be it a border or an oil pipeline, which is fundamentally where they're being used at the moment, and it will stream live video and telecoms back to any location in the world.
Oh, wow. So you've got kind of secure access to a site that's in the middle of nowhere.
Absolutely, yeah. And basically that's one of the key sort of points that people have been sort of jumping on is the fact that you can literally pick this up, put it anywhere, flick a switch, and all of a sudden you're streaming live data and live video back to any control room anywhere in the world.
That's awesome. And is this technology that you've developed?
It is, yep. Yeah. It's patent protected. A patent allows us to power any device from the top of our units. And it's generating a lot of interest in many markets, including construction, oil and gas, border control. It's getting a lot of interest.
I'm sure it is. It sounds absolutely fantastic. Paul, thank you so much. No, congratulations on your win. If people want to find out about you, have you got a website, whatever?
Yeah. If you just head over to www.sunstone-systems.com, all the information's on there and our contact details are there as well.
Brilliant. Enjoy the rest of the day. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much.
We've got another Canterbury winner here. Who are you, sir?
Christian Wilson from Seniors Helping Seniors.
Wow, okay. Tell us, well, first of all, what did you win?
We won the Customer Care Award, which we're very proud of.
And so you should be, absolutely. Congratulations, many congratulations. Seniors Helping Seniors. I guess I can work that out, but why don't you explain it to us?
Sure. So it's what we do is we employ active older people, older, typically over 45, to look after and help people that are...
Young people.
Yeah, young people. That are less active and they need a little bit of help and assistance in their own homes. So we promote people should live in their own homes and not go into care homes.
I love the sound of this. So basically, that kind of personal assistant type of work is quite prevalent nowadays. Yeah. But what it seems to me you're doing is not only having people help people, but establishing friendships as well?
Absolutely. And I think what the award has been about is that it's showcased that we're very simple in the way we operate the business.
Yeah.
We operate it, you know, without the boundaries. There's no ticking boxes. We let people be people, and that works.
Yeah.
When people meet real people, they understand that, you know, we can be friends and we can have a good time together and we can help each other.
Absolutely. Do you specialise in a particular geographic area? What do you cover?
So the Canterbury office, we cover Thanet and Canterbury and all the small villages around.
East Kent, yeah.
Yes, and all the way to Folkestone, Hyde, Whitstable.
So quite a big area.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. And the other offices we have, that's in Guildford and in Harrow in North London.
Yeah, okay. Fine. Yep. Oh, good stuff. So if people want to find out more about Seniors Helping Seniors, how can they do that?
That is on www.seniorshelpingseniors.co.uk.
That's fantastic. Many congratulations on a very well-deserved award. Enjoy your day here at Fruitworks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Paul.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This is Paul Andrews here at Fruitworks, meeting the winners of the Canterbury Business Awards. But before we meet some more winners, we've got one of the sponsors here, Tina George from Agilis. Hello, Tina.
Hello, Paul.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No, I wasn't, actually. I thought this was just a winners' event, and I was just here to...
but you guys are winners, too.
Meeting such lovely companies when I go out and do the judging is,
fantastic.
It does make
And you were the platinum sponsor for the awards.
Yes, we are.
It was a great night as well, wasn't it?
Fantastic night. Cool. Absolutely. I think Carol and her team have done a brilliant job pulling this together.
Yeah,
really
absolutely.
Do. And we're so happy to be sponsoring it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. That's Tina George from Agilis Mobile. They're really good. And we've got some winners here as well. Hello, chaps. Who have we got here?
I'm Chris.
And I'm the other Chris.
That makes it easy. Well, you can call me Chris if you want.
All right, Chris.
Yeah, no, guys, of course I know you really well, guys, and well done. You were so made up about your award win. Why don't you tell the listeners what it is you won?
we won the Creative and Digital Award for Canterbury.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so yeah. It was amazing as well.
It was.
Yeah,
amazing.
Really cool. So tell people what you do.
So, do you want to...
Yeah, we are an audio confectionery sweet shop.
Well, of course you are.
Of course we are.
Something different.
It's an activity sweet shop, an interactive creative space where people can design their own, custom make their own card and then record their own message onto the card and then choose the sweets to complement the gift.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I do know you guys and I know what you do and how absolutely cool it is and how brilliant it is. And you were really made up about winning the award, which is really good stuff.
We were actually surprised because we're so new, but the energy in the room was amazing and we really felt the love and support. But I think it's because it's been such a slog getting a brand new concept idea out there and being a disruptor in the confectionery business and having two really personal stories about how the idea came about from the loss of two loved ones.
Yeah.
So it was a very emotional moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, very emotional. And I think also, as Chris said, with the hard work that we put into it, and we're not even 2 years old yet, so to have that acknowledgement for us, it's not even for us, it's for everyone that supported us.
Absolutely, yeah.
And as
Chris said, I mean, it's you've not just opened a business, you've actually disrupted a business.
Yeah.
You've done something completely unique and different, so you get this what kind of thing when you tell people what you do, and you have to explain it every time, and that's really difficult. So this early on in your evolution, the recognition is really, really brilliant.
Yeah. And it's knowing how to use the recognition after the fact as well.
Yeah.
For the business, which, you know, the first 3 days after the awards, we were at 10:30 in the morning, we were packed. Because we just absolutely, you know, told everyone.
We went mad.
Everyone, but it was nice because, again, we got to say thank you to everyone that came in as well because it's because of them.
If
it wasn't for our community in Herne Bay, we wouldn't be where we are now.
Yeah. Because you're based in Herne Bay, aren't you?
We are based in Herne Bay.
And we just opened our second unit across the way to fulfil our new website launch. And we're offering for people to come in, and if they've done a gift for Nan and they need to send it somewhere, we can send it for them from the shop.
Okay, I got it.
Yep.
Cool. So if people want to find your website, how can I do that? Your new, brand new website?
Brand new, we've got a first landing page up with the title product, Sweets Pencil Cases, and our new chocolates. It's at sweetsoul, that's sol.co.uk.
Sweetsoul.co.uk.
Yes.
Check it out.
Yes,
it's awesome.
Out. Thank
well
you.
Done, guys.
Thank you very much.
Hello, sir.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm really well, thanks. Who are you?
My name's Alistair Noel.
Alistair, what do you do?
I'm a property developer based in Canterbury, but we have projects in the surrounding areas as well.
Okay, and you won an award, and you won an award for?
I won the Canterbury Business Startup Award, which I was really proud and pleased to win.
Absolutely. So, startup, so you haven't been going very long?
No, we've been going for about a year now. We've had a stonking first year.
We like stonking first year.
That's it. We've done really well. Last year we gained 54 grants of planning, and 47 of those 54 being built out as we currently speak, which is really exciting to see my projects come to life.
Absolutely. It's really great when it starts to happen like that. And you were saying, did I hear you right, you primarily around East Kent?
Yeah, primarily. The main areas that we're focusing on at the moment are Canterbury, Thanet and Dover. We've got some really big, exciting projects going on, which we're really looking forward to take forward.
Fantastic. Tell us the name of your business.
My business is called City Nest Limited.
Fantastic. And if we want to find out more about City Nest, do you have a website?
Yeah, go to www.citynest.co.uk.
Fantastic. Many congratulations on your startup award. Very well deserved, and we wish you continued success with that.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Oh, look who I found. It's only the gorgeously, stonkingly wonderful Jilly Monk. Hello, Jilly.
Hello, Paul.
How are you?
I'm fine, but you're always so flattering.
Well, you deserve it. You deserve it. And we're here celebrating the Canterbury Business Awards winners.
All thanks to you and Fruitworks and your generosity, which I think is boundless.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we welcome you here, and you're always welcome here, as you know. Now, tell us what you won, Jilly.
I won Canterbury Businesswoman of the Year, 2018.
That's fantastic. I know you're very proud of that, and I know your team are very proud of you for winning that too.
They are, and I'm also very proud of them. Although they didn't win the Small Business of the Year award, at least we were in the finals for that, and that is something to be very proud of, I think.
Absolutely. And you're one of those people that I consider a genuine entrepreneur.
Well, that's very kind of you to say so. I have been around the block a little bit. I'm not a spring chicken, so, you know, I have got a bit of history behind me with businesses, but, you know.
That's experience.
Absolutely, and you can't buy experience.
Absolutely, absolutely right. And it was one of the most thoroughly deserved awards I've seen, I think, and I present a lot of awards, you know.
Oh, Paul, you're so kind.
No, absolutely, so no. Kind. No, I love what you do.
A couple of quid, don't
you? Yeah, absolutely. I'm a bit short at the moment, Jilly. Yeah. So for those that don't know, and I can't think there will be anyone, but those that don't know, just tell people what you do.
I own All Health Matters, which is an occupational health company. We are a business-to-business company, and we look after the staff that work for employers, both throughout their career.
Fantastic. And if people want to find out about your business and your occupational health services, how do they do that?
They can telephone 01227 451233, or they can go on our website, which is www.allhealthmatters.co.uk. Twitter is allhealthmat with a double T at the end, or just Google us.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll find you. Jilly, it's a pleasure to see you again, as always.
Thank
and many congratulations on a very well-deserved award.
Thank you very much, and thank you for today.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
We're celebrating the award winners from the Canterbury Business Awards here at Fruitworks, and I've just bumped into this gentleman. Hello, sir.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Good to see you. Tell the listeners who you are.
My name's Raj, and we are from Secret Spices, which is an Indian restaurant based in Margate on Ramsgate Road.
Fantastic. And how long have you been open, Raj?
We've not been open too long. The coming April will be our third year.
Wow, okay. And what award did you win?
We won the Food and Hospitality Award.
Hospitality.
That's right.
Fantastic. So, you have one restaurant at the moment?
Yes, we have one restaurant at the moment, and it's doing very well. We've managed to come number one on TripAdvisor. We've managed to come number one in Margate as well. In a small little time, we have become very famous.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible. I mean, because there's a lot of competition for Indian restaurants and curry houses and things like that. So to make that kind of mark so quickly is brilliant. Well done.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. I mean, it's an achievement, and it, you know, it really makes us stand out from our competitors as well.
Cool. Do you have a signature dish?
We do have a signature dish. Our signature dish is a sea bass, because we won the Chef of the Year 2017 from a sea bass dish.
Wow, sea bass. Oh, I like sea bass.
Yes, I love it too. It's nice and pan-fried with a lot of mustard, seeds and spices.
Oh, no, that's not
that's you getting hungry, yes, with a nice thick sauce. It's my top seller on my menu.
Fantastic. I'm coming over, Raj. Don't you worry. Book a table. If people want to find out about your restaurant before they come, have you got a website?
Yes, we have. The website is www.secretspices.co.uk. We also have a Facebook address, which is Secret Spices. Just add us. You'll get updated with all the new newsletters and all the advertising, etc.
Fantastic. Many congratulations on the award. I'm looking forward to the sea bass.
Oh, thank you so much. Look forward to you coming here as well. Thank you.
Great. Cheers, Russ.
JobsInKent.com. At Empower, we know that when a seemingly ordinary woman like you chooses to take on the challenge of building a successful business and raising a family, you're setting out to achieve something extraordinary. We want to celebrate the extraordinary work of the invisible mums in business, recognising and celebrating what it really takes to make it. We're excited to introduce a new national prestigious award for mums in the early stages of business. So if you're in the first 4 years of building your business, these awards are for you. Share this video tagging a mum in business you know who deserves to be recognised. It's time for you to be seen, heard, and celebrated. It's time to shine a light on incredible mums in business and show there is another way to do business and motherhood. It's time for the Empower National Business Awards. For more details and to nominate yourself, which is what we really want you to do, or nominate another amazing mum in business you know, visit the website at empowerawards.com.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio.
on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 24th of April. While we're talking about awards, we heard from some of the Canterbury Business Awards there. We've heard from the lovely Nicola at the Empower Awards that are up and coming that you can register for. And we've also got another set of awards that have just opened for entry, which is the Maidstone and Mid-Kent Awards. So do check that out. And if you're a business based in Maidstone or Mid-Kent, including Kings Hill and Westmorling, you can enter those awards.
Can you enter?
Can I enter? Mm. Well, no, because I can never enter awards because I'm always the chairman of the judges or doing the presenting or chairing the thing. So all the guys that work for me go, oh, it's another award we can't enter. Sorry.
Why don't you say no to them?
No to what?
Being an MC or anything and just do the awards for 1 year.
Me say no.
That's right, Mr. Andrews. Say no.
Nah. There you go, I just said no. Talking of things that are happening, I'm really keen for this. I'm really looking forward to this. It's the Venues and Events Expo Southeast.
Southeast.
And it's taking place on Thursday, the 31st of May at the Kent Event Centre. That's at the County Showground at Detlin. And it's the first ever event of its kind in the Southeast. It's a 1 day exhibition for event professionals, personal assistants, virtual assistants, and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers of events. And there's a whole range of different suppliers to these events, for everything from team building to hotel venues to catering companies, to lighting, to technology companies, a whole range of different things. Whether you're organising a business event, a meeting, a seminar, a conference, a workshop, team building, or a corporate party, you'll find everything you need in one place. And hey, it's free to attend. You just got to go. And to register the fact that you're going to go, you go to www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk. That's venues with an S, events with an S, expo.co.uk. And come along.
There's a lot of events coming up, aren't there?
There is, yeah.
And it's really useful because I put on events. Mm. So something like this, obviously I'm going to go anyway, but it's just invaluable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it sparks some ideas off that potentially you wouldn't have even, unless you've socially done, so unless you've got social evidence that your event works, it really sparks it off.
It does. And this particular one, the Venues and Events Expo, is completely new. It's never been done in the Southeast, you know, so it's a completely new experience with a new set of people and all kinds of things. Mm. Yeah, so, no, it's good. What you got, Bert?
Well, let's stay on the events side of it. So we've got Sevenoaks, and I know we've got, obviously, Sevenoaks in the room, which is great. Sevenoaks Business Show, it's your favourite business show, isn't it?
It is, I love it.
guess where it is?
Sevenoaks?
Yes.
I know, amazing. It's amazing how they manage to do that every year, isn't it?
Yeah. 27th of April, 10 till 2, Stag Plaza at Sevenoaks. And this is business networking, presentations and exhibition. And guess how much it is?
It's free.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking to Andrew about that in the second half, so we're going to talk to him more about that. But it's a fabulous event, and we'll be there with an outside broadcast team from the Bunker Show.
Hold on.
That's me and my mic.
Exactly. Yeah. I love that. I'm going up to London with it next week, by the way.
You're doing an outside broadcast.
I'm taking the broadcasting team up with me.
Are you?
Yeah, and I'm going to take a film crew as well.
Are you? Where are you going?
I'm going to London.
Oh, you're just going to, because you're going to London.
It's all the same place, isn't it? I've got no idea.
You're just going to London, so you thought you'd take a film crew.
No, I'm taking a film crew and the outdoor team that we have.
Yeah.
The mic and my camera.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do a couple of interviews.
Right, okay, cool.
Because that's what we do.
Nice one. That's how we rock, isn't
that's
it?
We live and breathe it.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet from Four Roles for Goals. That's number four roles, number four goals. And they say, hi, Vanilla Webb, please could you give us a shout out on the Business Bunker today? Four Roles for Goals are forming a junior press team for the T20 cricket at Beckenham on the 13th of July and on the 20th of July at the Pure London Show. So, sponsors, we need you. Contact Nick on 07961 781 981 or email her. And she has said, there's an email contact, but I can't see it. Oh, there it is. It's fourrolesforgoals@gmail.com or follow them on the Twitter, fourrolesforgoals. This is a charity thing that the lovely Nicola Coppen has organised, where she takes young people and gets some work experience doing coverage and press releases and blogs and interviews at various sporting events. So do support them, do follow them, and they're looking for sponsors to help sponsor the events that these young people are going to. Yeah. So check it out.
And Nick Cobham's cool.
Oh, she's real, well cool.
She's brilliant.
She has a Diamante builder's helmet.
She does. She wore it to one of my events.
That sounds awful, doesn't it? But she does. Yeah.
She's brilliant. I love her.
Absolutely.
Right. another event. And this is what I love about this time of year. It starts to spring up. So here it is. We talked about this briefly earlier. And it was for my funniest joke ever you've ever heard ever, which was Safari Saguri. It is the Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event that is all about networking, helping business owners to be more productive with their time and to make great connections. This is at Port Lim Hotel on the 17th of May. It's a Thursday, 9:30 till 3:30. And the theme this year is digital. So on that note, they've got three great speakers, Ali Holland, Molly Wright, Molly Moodle, and Amy McManus, who we had in here before, not last week before, didn't we?
Yep.
Who's it for, it says. So I think this is really important because I don't want to waste your time. And I think it's really important you know to do that as well. Are you a serial networker that loves networking and don't want to miss a great networking opportunity? Are you a networker looking for the next step to take after perfecting networking? Have you just started networking and are unsure and network already but are frustrated because it's not working for you? So what do you do? So this again, it's the early bird ticket is available now and you must book before, that's gone. So it's normal ticket time now. Is it the 24th today?
Yep.
I don't know where it's gone. Anyway, so it's a normal price. So this is on the 17th of May, 9:30 till 3:30 in the afternoon. You've got to go. It's butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk.
And don't forget, if you hang around afterwards and pre-book, you can go on the private safari afterwards as well. We were down there at the weekend at Port Lim and they've just opened up the Moroccan Terrace and we went for a look at that. Absolutely brilliant. Really fabulous. They found it. It had been hidden for 30 years behind some walls. They worked their way through the wall, found it, and have refurbished it. Absolutely stunning.
Wow.
Really brilliant.
Wow.
Huh?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. It is wow. It's really good. It's cool. I've had another tweet as well. Aren't I lucky?
We're a bit low on tweets today. What's going on? Why aren't anybody speaking to us today?
I don't know. I've got 120 more up there.
I've got nothing this side.
Well, this one's to you as well.
Is it?
Yeah, it's from New Appointments Group, and it says Vanilla Web, Bird on a Bike. That's you.
Hello.
Yeah. Business Bunker, big shout out, please, to NAG Recruitment in Sittingbourne and Sandwich. If you haven't checked us out for a while, take a look at our funky new website. And their funky new website is newappointmentsgroup.co.uk. Check them out. They're great. I love the folks at New Appointments Group. They're really good.
They're really supportive of us.
Yeah, they are. They're really good, and they're really good folks. So I really like them.
Good.
Yeah, they're one of Kent's leading recruitment companies. Check out their funky new website, newappointmentsgroup.co.uk.
I want to see what a funky website looks like.
Well, have a look at their website and it will be funky.
Excellent. Women in Business Networking Lunch. This is the 13th of June at the Crown Lodge near Ashford. This is chaired by Emma Lydiard and they've got speakers of Kubi Springer of She Builds Brands. And I know they had an extra speaker and I was thinking, who is it? You won't believe who it is.
Go on.
Gillian Monk.
Is it really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So Gillian is speaking. She's the Managing Director of All Health Matters.
The award-winning Managing Director.
The Woman of the Year. I love it. I love it. So if you want to go along, it's a really great day. It's just, what can I say? I've spoken at it a couple of times. I love it. I love going to this. And you've got women there of all startups or been in business. For, what are you going to say?
Nothing.
I thought you were going to say something. No, I wasn't.
I thought you were going to say there's all types of shapes and sizes. And
no! But there are in business.
Exactly.
Exactly. We were just talking about shapes and sizes, weren't we?
We were.
I said, I've got to eat. You said?
I haven't. I've got to lose weight. Yeah.
Anyway, www. Is kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk.
Fantastic.
For all shapes and sizes.
Thank you.
From Mr. Andrews himself.
Absolutely. Time to get your coffee. Second half of the Business Bunker show is coming up. Do listen in. That's from Alex Waterton at FKeys, the Microsoft training company. And do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom for a news update.
On the hour, Channel Radio news update.